أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. Yeah, a complete new subject starts, and that is about the business principles in Islam. According to Western and capitalist system, which is all based on interest, the whole business and commercial world is based on interest. That is what they work on fully. And on the other hand, the Islamic system is total abolishment of riba, no interest in any way whatsoever. Total. So there are two complete different systems. Here also, unfortunately, even as Muslims, we are so much involved in interest with the banks, etc. Whereas a Muslim system should be free, totally free from riba. Then we can see the great barakah. The connection of this with the previous ayat is that Allah Ta'ala warned us and told us that have taqwa and sabr. And Allah showed that when the Muslims had that in the battle of Badr, how Allah's great help came. Allah first sent down 1,000 farishtas, angels, then 3,000, then 5,000. All because they exercised their sabr and taqwa properly, fully. In the battle of Uhud, a misunderstanding, and there was a little bit difference in that. And what was an open victory turned into a temporary defeat for the Muslims, in which 70 of the Muslims became shaheed as well. So Allah shows that you must have the sabr and taqwa in all your matters. So now that was in jihad. And yea, in your business and commercial field also. If you do all your things with taqwa and with sabr. Taqwa, that Allah has made interest totally haram, and you observe that command of Allah Ta'ala. Sabr, you will see outwardly the lives of the non-Muslims are flourishing in this world when they're living on the interest system. But nothing really belongs to them. It is all just an outward thing. It belongs to the bank really. And the bank sucks out money from the people to such great, great amounts in the name of interest. You take a loan, and when with the compound interest, your amount after you have paid for a period of time, and you find out how much you are owing, you find you are owing more than the loan you took, because of the interest that is being added all the time. So nothing really belongs to you, it all belongs to the bank. But outwardly, taking the interest, people seem to be flourishing. So Allah says, you make sabr. You live a simple life, and whatever you are earning, suffice on that. Don't worry about what you see the other people, what they are doing. So that is the whole subject here with regard to interest also. It is being discussed now in the ayats that come, and with regard to business matters also. And for example, business is such an important aspect in our deen that the longest ayat of the Quran Sharif has been devoted to business practices, how we should do our business. But yeah, again, unfortunately, almost all of us, we do business and we don't take one law of Sharia into account. The government's laws, we will observe that what they want, we will comply with that. But the laws of Sharia, forget practicing on it, forget knowing it. We do our business in such a way that Islam does not guide us in business at all. That it doesn't exist, whereas Muamalat is one very major section of our deen. One of the five basic principles in our deen, one is aqaid, our aqidas, our beliefs must be correct. And then our ibadat, all our ibadat must be correct. And that also is not only namaz. Ibadat has got many other departments in it, which we don't worry ourselves with. Then muamalat, our financial and business dealings, Islam has given us full direction. And Islam, he said, Utkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into Islam fully and completely. But we don't apply that at all. We just follow the laws of the country, of the government as far as that is concerned. Then Mu'asharat, our social life. That also Islam has given us full guidance, how our social life. There also we just go according to our culture. If we are Indians, we go according to Indian culture. Here in South Africa, we go according to South African Indian culture. If somebody is from Somalia, he follows his Somali culture. No, that also Islam has taught us an Islamic culture. We have to follow that, not what we have learned and lived by as our forefathers and what we grew up with. We have to live according to Islamic culture. So mu'asharat, and then akhlaq, character. That also we don't take into consideration at all. If we do, we follow what the West tells us what is good character. Whereas we have to follow the good character taught by the Quran and in the hadith and the personal life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there are adab and etiquettes also. All that we should be following. So of that department, one department is our business, our life. And everyone, whether we are doing business or not, we are handling money. We are buying things, we are handling money, and all that must be done according to Shariat also. And as explained, this is so important that the longest ayat of the Quran Sharif has been devoted to this. So we should try and see that all this comes in order. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala warns right at the beginning, O ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, la ta'akulu riba ad'afam muda'afa. Do not devour, do not eat, do not take riba, and that is also dune per duna, that is multiple interest, compound interest. Some people have misinterpreted this, the Quran Sharif. We have to see the whole of the Quran Sharif and not just take one ayat. They say, yeah, Islam hasn't forbidden interest, ordinary interest, only compound interest. That is very heavy interest, that Islam is forbidden. Now, Islam has made interest totally forbidden. Even the least bit of it, if you have even given somebody a loan, for example, and you take advantage of that person, that also has been counted as interest. So don't take even advantage of that person. So this is Islam's teaching. Wattaqullah and fear Allah. As Allah mentioned in the battles also, fear Allah. Here also Allah says fear Allah. La'allakum tuflihun. If you take tumhara bhala ho, so that you can become successful. So this is also an area that it isn't just a matter of explaining it here or listening it to it, but that we learn all the laws of Shariat and we do our business. Even when we just go and buy a loaf of bread, whatever it might be, our business transactions must be correct. For example, a loaf of bread, we go and buy, and there is the salesman there, he's a new salesman. He says, I don't know the price. Afterwards, you can find out and you can pay for it later. That sale is not correct. You must know how much it is. What you are buying, the thing you are buying, and the price of it must be known and fixed. It can't be left majhoor. And many, many of us in all our things, even if we are like we are alims, etc. We buy something from somebody and then we tell them, if you bring this for me, if you buy this, how much is it? We'll fix up later. That sale is not correct. Because you don't know the price. The price must be fixed in all the matters. You tell even in the matters of qurbani, a person buys his qurbani animals, and for example, a friend, family member from some area, we usually buy from there, and we tell them that I would like to have just here 3 qurbani animals. You see, it's no problem, and good relations and trust between the two, and how much will it be? Don't worry about the price. We'll fix it later. That Qurbani of ours, we have spoiled it also, because we didn't do our transaction correctly. So we must know the laws of Sharia and do everything according to Sharia. Then we'll find the barakat which Allah, and what great barakat Allah had given the people, the Muslims of the past. When they acted according to Sharia, we can't believe how much barakat Allah had given them. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, who was the Imam of Fiqh, and he was a businessman as well. He did his business fully according to Sharia, and we can't imagine, forget how much he was earning. When for small matters he forgave people, and huge amounts he used to overlook and forgive. This was all the barakat of doing business according to Sharia. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.